Excuses, excuses. Typical excuses for not going to work.
What are some of the typical excuses for not going to work in your country? A recent survey by market research company WorkPower lists the most common ones in the UK. Do you recognize any of them?
My pet dog is feeling depressed and I need to be with him.
My kids are sick and they can't go to school. There's no one else to look after them, so I've got to stay at home.
My car's broken down on the side of the road, and the tow truck is taking forever.
I've got to renew my passport. The appointment is for 11 a.m., but it could take a while.
My neighbour's water pipes have broken and it's flooded my living room. I've got to wait for the plumber to get here.
I've got food poisoning. I think it was that food we ate at the restaurant we went to for the staff dinner.
I've got tummy trouble and I need to go to the bathroom every 5 minutes. I could come in, but I won't be able to get much work done.
My cousin has just gone into labour, and I'm the only person who lives close enough to get her to the hospital in time.
I've locked my keys in the car. I've called the locksmith, but they said that they're really busy, and it's going to be a while before they get here.
I've got this stomach virus. The doctor says it's just a 24-hour one, so I should be in tomorrow.
I've got terrible backache, and I can't get up off the sofa. The doctor's coming round later today. I'll let you know how I get on.
I've got an awful migraine, and I can't stand being in the light. Hopefully it won't last too long.
I was a witness to a hit-and-run accident, and I've got to go to the police station to give a statement.
My accountant has really messed up my tax return form, and I'm being audited. I need to spend the day sorting it out.
So, which excuse do you think is the most credible?